Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we begin December with the question of the month, the big question with an answer that matters. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
You know, the Christmas story is filled with miracles, and some people have a hard time with the miracles because miracles, they defy logic. Miracles defy science. Miracles defy the natural order of things. And so you look at a situation and you say, well, this can't happen because it's scientifically impossible. And the biggest miracle in the Christmas story has to be, without a doubt, that a virgin shall be with child. So two questions about the virgin birth. Number one, is it true? Number two, does it matter?
The Old Testament is chock full of stories about miracles. And the New Testament is packed with miraculous events as well, particularly revolving around the birth of Jesus Christ. But you know, it seems as though many more questions arise as a result of these supernatural Yuletide happenings. The main question is this: can they really all be true? Welcome to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and an early Merry Christmas to you. Today we're going to focus on the miracle of the virgin birth, as Pastor Jeff shares not only the reasons why the story is true, but the difference that this truth makes in our lives. Now, all the messages we'll be airing in the next several weeks will lead us up to a glorious and reverent celebration of the Christ child. If you miss any of these important questions and their answers, you can listen again online at fromhisheart.org. Just click the Listen tab. Now, though, turn in your Bible to the Gospel of Luke. Here again is Pastor Jeff to answer one of the most important questions that people have about Christmas. And the question is the title of today's lesson: Was Jesus really born of a virgin?
We're in a new series, starting a new series today, entitled The Questions of Christmas. You know, the Christmas story is filled with miracles. You read the Christmas story and it's one miracle after another miracle after another miracle. And some people have a hard time with the miracles because miracles, they defy logic. Miracles defy science. Miracles defy the natural order of things. And so you look at a situation and you say, well, this can't happen because it's scientifically impossible. Now, the Christmas story is filled with miracles. And the biggest miracle in the Christmas story has to be, without a doubt, that a virgin shall be with child. Luke chapter 1 tells us about this miraculous story where the angel Gabriel visits Mary and tells her she's going to have a son. Luke chapter 1, I'll begin reading in verse 26. It says this: Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel — the sixth month was the sixth month after the angel Gabriel had come to Zacharias and told him, your wife Elizabeth, who's been barren, is going to have a son, and she was going to give birth to John the Baptist. And so it's in the sixth month of her pregnancy that the angel Gabriel comes to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin, since I know no man, literally is what she said. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth, who has conceived a son in her old age, and she who is called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing, not any word, will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary was told, you're going to have a son. He's going to be great. He is going to be the son of David. He is going to be the son of God. You're to call his name Jesus. And she said, how am I going to have a son? Since I've never been with a man, I've never known a man, I am a virgin. And then the angel Gabriel explains to her, it's going to be a miracle. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ is something that skeptics and cynics and unbelievers and those who question the story and question of Christmas and question the veracity of the Bible, they will come at the virgin birth and say, well, obviously that didn't happen. Obviously, that's just a story. It can't be true because it's impossible. Well, all miracles are impossible, humanly speaking. But things that are impossible to man are not impossible to God. And so people will attack the virgin birth of Jesus Christ and say, well, you know, was he really born of a virgin? Of course not. And then you have some liberal theologians and some pastors who like to play fast and loose with the word of God. And they will look at the claims of the virgin birth and they'll say this. And they'll say, well, did it happen? Maybe. But does it really matter? I mean, have you ever read the Billy Graham tract, Steps to Peace with God? Have you ever read the Four Spiritual Laws by Bill Bright that tells a person how they can have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Does it say anything about the virgin birth? Did Paul ever talk about the virgin birth in the book of Acts? No. So while it may be true, we don't really know, it doesn't really matter. So two questions about the virgin birth. Number one, is it true? Yes. Number two, does it matter? Yes, it matters a ton. Perhaps you're familiar with the former pastor, Rob Bell, author and former pastor, Rob Bell. He's very well known. He's written several books. His latest book was called Love Wins, True Love Wins, something like that. And he basically in his book really put a question mark over the whole idea of hell and whether God punishes like that. And he basically thinks that everybody goes to heaven and it doesn't really matter what you believe because in the end, true love and the love of God is going to win you over. Well, he is one of these guys who says he's very orthodox in his belief. He calls himself an evangelical and orthodox to the bone. But he likes to question everything, and he likes to get his readers to question everything. And this is what he said about the virgin birth in the book Velvet Elvis. What if tomorrow someone digs up definitive proof that Jesus had a real earthly biological father named Larry? And archaeologists find Larry's tomb and do DNA samples and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virgin birth was really just a bit of mythologizing the gospel writers threw in to appeal to the followers of religious cults that were hugely popular at the time of Jesus, whose gods in these cults had virgin births. Well, he said, just what if? He said, you know, but what if as you study the origin of the word virgin, you discover that the word virgin in the Gospel of Matthew actually comes from the book of Isaiah, and then you find out that in the Hebrew language at that time, the word virgin could mean several things. And what if you discover that in the first century, being born of a virgin also referred to a child whose mother became pregnant the first time she had intercourse? He says this. He says, you know, it's kind of like jumping on a trampoline. If you've ever jumped on a trampoline, you know there are lots of springs that hold that platform, that surface, in place. And if you lose a spring or two, it doesn't mean the trampoline's no good anymore. You can still jump on it because there are lots of springs. And that's what he compared the Christian faith to. He said, what if that spring of the virgin birth were seriously questioned? Could a person keep on jumping? Could a person still love God? Could you still be a Christian? Is the way of Jesus still the best possible way to live? Or does the whole thing fall apart? If the whole faith falls apart when we re-examine and rethink one spring, then it wasn't that strong in the first place, was it? Does the whole thing fall apart if you don't believe in the virgin birth? Yes. And I'm going to show you today from the Word of God why that is so. You know, believing in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, was Jesus really born of a virgin? That is not just an incidental. That's not just a nicety. That's not just, well, who cares if you believe that or not. It is fundamental, fundamental to our faith. So let me share with you three reasons why Jesus was born of a virgin and why it matters. Reason number one, the virgin birth matters because of the truth of Scripture. The truth and the veracity of Scripture. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus Christ was conceived of a virgin and born of a virgin. That was Mary's question to Gabriel. How can this be since I'm a virgin? I mean, I've never had a relationship with a man, and so there, I can't be pregnant, right? Joseph, when he heard from Mary, because no doubt after the angel visited her and then she said in faith, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word, then she went to talk to Joseph, her betrothed, her fiance, and she had to say, Joseph, I need to tell you something. You might want to sit down. Joseph, I'm pregnant. Joseph, but it's okay because I'm pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's a pretty big story to swallow, isn't it? If you're Joseph, you're thinking, right. He didn't believe it for a second. And the Bible says he was a righteous man and he didn't want to disgrace her publicly, but he felt like she cheated on him. And he said, you know, I can't marry you because you're not who you claim to be. And so I'm going to have to divorce you. Back in that day when you were engaged, I mean, it was binding. And if you were going to break the engagement, you had to go through a divorce process. And so he was going to divorce her secretly so as not to cause her shame and public disgrace. And the scripture says this, he went to sleep. And he had a dream, and he had an encounter with God. And the angel said to him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. This was in the 700s BC when this prophecy came out. Saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And the scripture says, Joseph took her and he married her and he kept her a virgin until she gave birth to her first son, and they called his name Jesus. Some people teach that Mary was a perpetual virgin. She wasn't. He kept her a virgin until she gave birth. And then they had a normal marriage and they had other children and Jesus had other brothers and sisters, and the Bible makes that clear. You know who the leader of the church in Jerusalem was? It was James, the Lord's half-brother. James, who wrote the book of James in the New Testament. Not Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John, James was the brother of John in that trio, one of the disciples. Well, that James was the first one to die. He died in Acts chapter 12. You read about James, the Lord's brother, in Acts chapter 15. He's the leader of the Jerusalem church. So Mary was not a perpetual virgin, but Joseph kept her a virgin until she gave birth to Jesus, to her firstborn son, and they named him Jesus, which is very important. Now, that's what the scripture says. The scripture makes it very, very clear that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, conceived of a virgin and born of a virgin. Now, here's what the skeptics say, and here's what those guys that try and present themselves like they're Bible scholars. If you ever watch some of the shows on like the Discovery Channel, you know, when they do the Secrets of the Bible Revealed, they never talk to a conservative Bible-believing scholar. They always talk to these fringe guys that quote unquote are so scholarly, and you'll find out where they went to school. Just look at, they're from Harvard, or they're from Yale, or they're from Duke. But those guys in the theology departments of those schools, they don't believe anything. So they're always questioning everything, and they'll almost always say, well, no way, it was the virgin birth. I mean, obviously, that didn't happen. Hey, you mark it down. The Bible is not a book of myths and stories to get you to believe a certain thing that is not true. The Bible is true. And when the Bible says something, you can believe it. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. What's Peter saying? He said, hey, we didn't make this stuff up. I ought to know, Peter said, I was there. I spent 3 years of my life with Jesus. I walked with him and talked with him and joked with him and ate with him. And we slept in the same tent compound together. And we were together. We saw him. He said, I was with him on the holy mountain when I heard the voice of God the Father say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I saw it when he peeled back his humanity and we saw into his deity and his face began to shine like the sun. Peter said, I was an eyewitness to his glory and to his majesty. We didn't make this stuff up. Bible's not a made up book. The Bible is not the word of men. The Bible is the word of God. It's the word of God. The Bible says that all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by God. That word inspired means God breathed. God just, he breathed on the Bible writers, kind of like a wind would blow a sailboat, and he breathed on those guys and inspired those guys to write the way they wrote and to write the things they wrote. And Peter goes on to say, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. So when Luke says the things that he says about this virgin birth, men moved by the Holy Spirit, Luke moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. When Matthew says what he says, it was Matthew moved by the Holy Spirit who spoke from God. When Isaiah in his prophecy says what he says, that a virgin shall be with child, and you shall call him Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. That was a man moved by the Holy Spirit who spoke from God. The Bible is true. And here's the thing that's so critical, because there's such an attack on the Word of God, and the closer we get to the second coming of Christ, you'll have more and more attacks on the Word of God. And if you stand up for the truths of the Bible, people will say you're a moron, you're an intellectual dimwit, you're a misfit, you don't know anything, you're a Neanderthal, you believe in talking snakes. And then you have Christians, and then we get nervous because nobody likes to be called a dimwit and a moron. And so we start backing up and say, well, you know, maybe it's not quite like that. And we start to hedge and we start to try and compromise and things like that. Now you stand up for the truth of the Word of God. I love what John MacArthur said some years ago. He was on Larry King. And they would love to get John on there with somebody like this Episcopal Bishop Sponge, and you know, somebody that's on this fringe, and then they get this guy. MacArthur is solid when it comes to the inerrancy of Scripture. And so they were going back and forth talking about the virgin birth. And one of the guys there said, well, you know, Pope Benedict, he said that religion has to fly on two wings. One wing is the wing of faith, and the other wing is the wing of reason. And if you don't have faith and reason, then you're in trouble. So they said, you know, you got to take certain things in the Bible with a grain of salt, because reason says that couldn't happen. And MacArthur said this. He said, it's really scary that you separate faith and reason. He said, I have faith in the things that are reasonable. He said, the Christian faith is not faith in fairy dust. He said, it's faith in things that have an historical fact. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ is not something that you just believe and you check your brains at the door and then you really deep down, you know, well, that never really happened because that would be a miracle and that really didn't happen. But I'm going to believe that because that's what the Bible says. But deep down, I know it didn't happen. Baloney. It did happen. It did happen. So you put your faith and trust in that which is true, in that which really happened. It's just like the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Well, the Episcopal Bishop Sponge would say, obviously, that's an exit myth. That never happened. It did happen. And the core of Christianity and the crux of Christianity is on an empty tomb. And so I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But I know it happened because Jesus Christ is alive. He's changed my life. And I know that his word is true. And so faith and reason, they're not separate. They're the same. Now, here's the thing about the claims of Christ and the things in the Bible. It's not that they go against reason. They're just, you can't explain it with reason. It's beyond reason. It's not unreasonable. Now, you believe in fairies and fairy dust, and people say, well, I don't think that's right. Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. It's made up. It's make-believe. The Bible's not make-believe. The Bible is true, and it's rooted in historical fact. Was Jesus Christ really born of a virgin? Yes, the Bible says so. And if Jesus Christ wasn't born of a virgin, guess what? The Bible isn't trustworthy. Because the Bible says he is. It's obvious that the Bible says he was born of a virgin. So is that just a spring on the trampoline that you say, oh, it doesn't really matter? It matters a ton when it comes to this book, because this book says that's how he came into this world, born of a virgin.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and it's so important that we all take very seriously the plain teachings of the Bible. They really do have glorious and also grave implications for our everyday lives. Pastor Jeff will be back in just a moment with some final thoughts on the message, Was Jesus Really Born of a Virgin? Stay right there. You know, one of the questions we ask each year at this time is this, Lord, what would you have me do to impact more people for Christ next year? And the answer has always been, do as much as you can with what I provide you. And we do, at From His Heart, strive to do with great attention to integrity and stewardship exactly what God has called us to do. And we've grown this year, but the potential outlets that could be airing this program, and there are many, are waiting for us to have the support in place to make that happen. And we don't mind telling you our need so that you can be aware of the opportunity you have to help provide this ministry around the world to change lives. So if you'd consider a special year-end gift, we'd like to say thank you by sending you a brand new 52-week daily devotional book, co-authored by Pastor Jeff Shreve and 51 other devoted pastors and church leaders. It's a beautiful keepsake devotional book for every day of the year and will be used again and again for years to come. It's called Everyday Joy and Peace. It's a devotional book, and it's yours for your support From His Heart this month. To get yours, make your gift when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org. And we pray that God blesses you for joining with us to impact the world for Christ with your generous gift of support today to help close out the year. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll join us next time for part two of the message, Was Jesus Really Born of a Virgin? That's on Monday, when we'll again open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. There is truth, there is truth, there is love. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at fromhisheart.org.